Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monsters, the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one, starting in the NFL. Week one wrapped up with the Vikings beating the Bears 27-24. Week two will begin on Thursday with the Packers and Commanders. The Dolphins will play their home opener on Sunday when they host New England. And the Marlins, who fell to the Nationals 15-7. Game two of the four-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Yeah, I would say the good news and the positive is I don't see how it could be worse. And I also believe in, you know, the coaches and players to get it fixed, because it wasn't, you know, it's just a shame. It's you work behind the scenes for months on end and you don't show any of it. It's frustrating, but that can be a good thing. And that's what I saw from the positive. I also, you could tell, as frustrating as it was, the team didn't splinter and the effort still remained. There's things there. But overall, I'm not trying to, you know, paint a glossy, I'll call it what it is. It wasn't, you know, embarrassing, not anything that paying fans sign up for.
What the hell is he talking about? You know, maybe he's on a different level, McGenius guy, whatever the hell he is, nerd boy. But anyway, their team has no respect for the coach. They play like that. They're like, come on, man, get us a dang guy in here. Where's the physicality of this team? What did you say?
They're soft. They're soft.
They're soft. Like, yeah, I'm with you on that. Every part of their football team, they have tons of talent on this team. Daniel, we were talking, that's why you picked them to win. Because they have tons of talent. Yeah. They don't play with any passion or any smoke duel.
This is what happens when you get your ass kicked and you look so bad doing it. Wow. That was sexy Rexy Ryan talking. And, of course, Mike, I don't know exactly where Mike was going on all that stuff. It was just bad, Mike. Don't try to hit us with the effort thing or, I mean, some of your players spoke and just all of a sudden, you know. And I could get where, like, you're a head coach. You got to be looking in the mirror going, what just happened, man? Everything we've been working on this game and our game plan. And, hey, I think we're going to be able to throw the ball and throw it all over on these guys. And, you know.
Just hit you with an I don't know how much worse it can get, or it can't get any worse. Right? Let me say,
the good news is it can't get any worse. And then,
maybe he's unaware, but you play New England at home on Sunday. It can get a whole hell of a lot worse. You lose that game.
I agree.
They don't start making changes.
You lose to a 4-win team.
Right. Are you with me on that one?
I just don't think you're going to make changes after two games either. It was yesterday, two games.
How many weeks can you go with these national media people? They're taking a blowtorch to your brand.
But I will say one thing. You can't, and I get Mike's like, oh, I got to keep the team together and I can't change and this is who I am and all this stuff. If they had another game close to that, that's a complete stinker, then
then you're on board.
Then all bets are off on like, okay, hey, it's only two games, but this is now it's at home.
I think any loss to the Patriots at home would be a stinker, though.
But I got to tell you, it's going to have to be really bad, and I don't think it will be.
Wait, let's backtrack. What do you mean you don't think it will be?
I don't think none of us could have imagined
they would have lost. I know, but I don't think to the Colts.
I don't think they can play that poorly two games in a row. Now,
why? Well, I mean, I'm not just asking you for debate's sake here, but like, what do you imagine will be better?
Oh no, I think it's going to be a really tight game.
Because the Patriots suck.
They could. Well,
they got beat up at home by the Raiders.
They didn't get beat up. But well, your whatever, point.
You know what I mean? They lost to the Raiders at home.
Suck. Did you do a suck again in garbage? Can you try not suck in garbage?
They must not be very good.
I know, but can you think
the Dolphins are going to win the game?
Can you slow down on the suck in garbage a little bit?
Fine. They're very good. Whatever you want.
I'm not saying very good.
The Dolphins are favored in this game somehow.
Yeah. And you.
It was also a pick'em game against the Colts.
But I got to tell you, if they don't play a lot better real quickly, there will be changes before I thought they would take place.
Well, let's backtrack before I overreacted there and go to the original question. Why do you, what leads you to believe it will be better?
I can't imagine they could play as poorly. That's one of the worst games I've ever seen, Woody. That's why.
I know, but
I don't know if it's doable two games in a row to be that bad.
What did they do poorly that you think they will be able to improve on in the span of 6 days? I hate putting you on the spot because I know you don't have an answer to that question.
I don't.
And I'm like, I'm not trying to play gotcha here. But
No. I know what you're trying to play, but I'm just telling you, I don't have an answer.
Do you think Tyreek is just going to all of a sudden he's just going to go off? Do you think Jalen Waddle's
I'm getting real close to just saying Waddle and Hill are just average guys here pretty soon if we don't start using them and getting them the ball and whatever other problems. Hey, they're probably going to be a little shorthand on the offensive line, and the defensive line for the Patriots pretty good. Landry had, 2.5 sacks last week, one of the free agents they were able to get. He's really good. I think Milton played really well at defensive tackle. They're saying he had a great game. You know, and those guys, they spent a lot of money. Those are two of their high-paid free agents. But you're asking me, because you did this yesterday, about when they're going to start getting rid of people. I just don't think it's going to happen. You asked me Tua.
Yeah, but I could have.
I don't think Tua's going to be gone after two games.
I could never imagine that Colts game was going to look the way it did.
Okay. But it was.
It was unbelievable.
But you're doing, I'm just for you and everybody else that's going, we just got to get rid of everybody right now. It's not going to happen.
I hope they go and beat the crap out of the Patriots and turn the whole thing around.
I don't think they can beat the crap out of anybody right now.
I'm with you. And I don't know how they're going to beat the Patriots.
I don't have my expectations.
I don't know what the game plan would be because, again, they had months and months and months to figure out a game plan for that Colts game, and it looked like they just kind of rolled out of bed and showed up.
They got to be, as a coaching staff, so demoralized for guys freelancing on defense. Anthony Weaver's just got to be going nuts. Like, where'd this come from? Now you just decided, instead of doing what you were supposed to in a certain gap, you just – did it wherever because you just were frustrated and wanted to get a pass rush, to all the things about guys not going in when they were supposed to, calling timeouts because you're not organized. I mean, it was so as bad as it was for the players, the coaches basically going, we just spent basically since the Jacksonville game, we had a few weeks to do nothing but focus on the Colts. And who's going to play, and pretty good idea who was going to play for us and who's going to play for them. And we look like we just got together for the first time. And
yes,
we blocked our guys blocked the wrong guys on blitzes or didn't block anybody. It was just bad everywhere. It was just like,
if the Dolphins showed some fight against Indy, it'd be one thing, man. But again, they spent that entire game. It just looked like they were lifeless in that.
I told you, Woody, yesterday, when you play that badly, it looks like.
I know.
It looks like a bad effort. It looks like you really quit on, as they said on the shows, and everybody shows.
It wasn't original.
You quit on your coach.
Everyone
quit on your coach. You look so bad, it looked like you quit on the coach right there. You've had enough of that show and everything he does for you to make it fun every day, and the nice environment, and everybody comfortable. Hey, we got great food down there when we're done. Hey, how's your parking spot? You happy with it? go down video room, play some games. Anyway, man, it's got to get picked up. But Woody, I just, and Omar said it too, like if it's really bad again, he might make some changes. I do think this speeds up the process for Stephen Ross to go,
well, the
I'm problem, not going through this all year flying
the problem
to these
is,
games.
Joe, like again, if they look like that and they just look like they have no interest in playing, it feels like they don't respond to the coach anymore. And right. I do like Mike, you know that. But it just feels like they are not responding to
that's
him.
How guys get fired right off the bat.
It do you looks agree, like, though? Yes. It felt like in that first game that they just don't want to play for him.
If Mike has
so
another
find a guy
game
Weaver,
like this,
find someone that can step in.
Well, they and, would. They would, somebody would go interim, and it would probably you're right. It'd probably be Coach Weaver. You're
and
right.
Then give the word from up top that you're going to start the other guy at quarterback and, you know, see how it shakes out, man. But, you know, this is just – if it looks like it did on Sunday again at home,
Okay. So the second part, you added that part to the getting the coach part, and now you flipped it on the, cause you do this. They're not going to bench.
That's part of my package deal, by the way.
They're not going to bench him.
No, that's part of the package.
Tua is not getting benched after two games.
If you make some serious changes and you change the coach, then I would start Quinn Ewers the rest of the way.
It's a long shot that the coach gets replaced after two games. It's a really long shot.
Let me follow up then.
Go ahead. Let me hear. What else are you going to add into this thing?
Assuming that whoever you name the interim is not going to get the job, right? You're probably going to go out and look for a coach at the end of the season, assuming the interim doesn't take the job. There's going to be a new quarterback in Miami. You would agree with that, yes?
So I got to tell you, I'm not so sure about that because we owe him 50-something million the following year. Money talks, man. Yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to eat all that money?
Good luck finding a real coach that's going to come in and want to deal with that guy.
I think
mess.
I think for the real good coaches, that if you get a really good coach, he comes in, he goes, look, here's the deal. I'm not aboard with Lefty. I know you owe him a lot of money. I know we're going to probably have to keep him, but I'm not aboard with it. There would be a guy that would not just go, oh, boy, it's my chance to be a head coach. I can work with him. I'll do it.
You'll find a guy like that out there. There's plenty of Mikes running around out there that'll be like, oh, I'll rehab him.
But anyway, Woody, I'm just going to keep saying this week because you brought it up twice.
Mm-hmm.
Tua ain't getting benched after the second game.
Okay. I'll probably bring it up again tomorrow.
Okay. You keep bringing it up.
I just think if you are going to make a change at coach.
By the way, I don't think he's going to get the like after this game, Mike's done as a coach. I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope not. I hope they win. I can't stand the Patriots. I hope they win. Do I think they will? No.
Okay.
And that's just because I don't think that they did anything well on Sunday.
You don't think? They didn't do anything
There's
well.
Nothing to build off of from Sunday. There's nothing like, oh, man, you know what? They played their asses off. I'm sure they'll get the Patriots on
no.
Sunday. Like,
and I'll be honest, I thought of the Detroit Lions practice when I was watching that game towards the end. I went, wow, maybe we should have read in to that practice.
Remember everyone said we're overreacting?
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a little wake-up call for everybody. Now, you know, again, you're just looking for signs of like, you know, listen, man, I'm as shocked as anybody. I didn't expect it. And then you saw it just got worse and worse. And it didn't get any better in the second half, and it was bad, and it was just bad everywhere. To the point you're going, ooh. And the stuff was like, boy, a couple games like this, and Mike ain't going to have a job. This happens for 4, 5, 6 games, and you got 3 AFC East teams. You don't play well against the 3 AFC East teams the next 3 weeks, including the Bills, like, you go up there and you get smashed on Thursday night football. There should be a lot of people hiding in their offices. I can tell you that. There should be a lot of people. There should be nobody running out. Because I also have people tell me, hey, man, I just started hearing this one. We just don't have enough talent. We don't have a lot of talent. I'm like, bad time now. That's too late to throw that one out. Somebody went to the owner and told him we have enough talent to win right now. So don't be behind the scenes going, I don't know how much talent we have. Too late. And by the way, somebody threw out we're too young. There's going to be growing pains. I saw a lot of veteran guys that didn't play well.
Come on.
That's not going to work either. Hey,
a lot of texts coming in, by the way. Can we get some of them?
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, Woody, just so you know, man, you can bring it up every day. I'm going to give you the same answer.
That's fine.
The coach and the quarterback aren't done after two games. We owe that quarterback so much money. I think we owe him $70-something million. And by the way, that's after this year. All right. Hey, Cliggies. Cliggies. Do and get a Cliggies card or two. Boy, they're nice, man. He'd like them. Actually, I got to tell you, you haven't seen a Cliggies cart, and you're starting to look around what I call the community golf cart, man. The one where you can go with the family on a Friday night and go down and see some friends or go over, and it's a big cart community. Boy, I'll tell you what, you will love their golf carts. Cliggies carts feature Royal EV golf carts, the coolest golf carts in America today. They are designed like nobody else's business. They are all electric, featuring 48 and 72 volt lithium battery options, designed and engineered to be a leader in quality and safety. Safety is a big one because, you know, when the kids got them and you worry and something happens, I got to tell you, man, with their safety feature, you don't have to worry about the kids. The aluminum frames, you don't have to worry about the rust. That's what they have. Adjustable front seat in all of their six-seat models, which is something nobody else has. They have the four-seaters as well. Hey, they'll do the colors for you, whatever team colors you want, sound bars, LED lighting, Cliggies carts, located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I know it sounds crazy when I'm telling Dade and Broward and up in Jupiter, go to Cliggies. You got to see them. You got to go to the showroom. You got to take one for a little test drive around the area there. You will absolutely fall in love. I don't care where you are. It's worth it to go to West Palm Beach and see them. Call 877-CLIGGYS. That's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, or visit CliggiesCarts.com. I got to tell you, you're going to love Cliggies Carts. They are slashing prices like nobody's business, man. Hey, listen to this one, too, on top of everything else. Free delivery. Anywhere you are in South Florida, they'll deliver it to your home. Hey, not only that, $1,000 off or 0% financing as well. Cliggies doing it all for you, but you got to see them in person before you go somewhere else. I promise you, when you go to Cliggies, you won't go anywhere else because you're going to love those Cliggies carts.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It can be funny. I think he's a great offensive mind, but is he a leader of men? Now, the Colts are better than people think. Colts have a good roster, but that you can't have that. You can't have Daniel Jones going 7-for-7 on drives. that defense did not come to play. After the game, there were some concerning quotes from defensive players. Head coach is a CEO. It's not just a play caller. I don't doubt Mike McDaniel is a great play caller and will get a great OC job. But I also don't love the roster. When you watch those two teams play, Colts had way more good players, and it wasn't particularly close.
All right. Wow. Everybody was...
I can play those all day, but
everybody jumped in on the party and their thoughts of how effed up the Dolphins were in that first game. I didn't say it, by the way. F can be whatever you want it to be. That was brutal. And listen, man, it is now on Mike. He's the head coach. And you know, first couple years, we had the fun offense and flying around and fast and speed is cool and we were fun to watch and it was great. And everything Mike did, Miami Mike, remember that? Miami Mike, and he's just completely different than all the other head coaches.
Yeah, Jeff did that real nice piece about
it. Nice piece.
He was the hottest thing going.
About a background and, yep. You know, going to in the office early and everything Mike's been through. He opened up about his life a little bit and he's just, you know, everybody, and it was different, and he's doing things a lot different at camp, and it was, you know, the thought was it was working, and now a lot of people haven't liked it when they go to practice. A lot of people don't like the music. A lot of people don't like the orange jersey given to the most popular player from the practice before. And he picks the music, and it's loud.
You sound like Rex Ryan right now.
And that no, because all these guys say it. I'm talking on behalf of every guy that goes out there.
Yes.
And they go, I went out there, and I got to be honest with you, and or they had joint practice. I don't want to say his name. He goes, I have a joint practice, and we're coming out, and their guys are coming out differently, and it's like we're getting ready to practice as a team, and I go, ah, man, that's just that's the way he does it. It's just pretty loose about things. And so.
You want some text?
Now that it doesn't work and you look like, I don't know what the hell you did the last couple weeks before this game. I mean, it's been talked about. It's been beaten up. There's nothing else you can say. But then all the comments that have come out about when you looked that bad and now you find yourself defending yourself going, no, they didn't quit in the game. I mean. No, they played hard. I know it. I mean, when you look really, and it's true, when you look as bad as they looked, both sides of the ball equally bad. I mean, 43 yards in the first half, 43 yards, and you score. And if you just heard again, seven possessions, they score in every one. Anyway, what do you got, Woody? I'm sorry.
It's amazing. You keep reading those numbers off, by the way, how bad it was. And again, I hope that.
Oh, stat-wise, those got to be some. Those are some of the ugliest sisters I've ever read.
You know, this is just blind faith or hope, but I hope something changes for Sunday. But, you know,
I don't know.
A lot of stuff's got to change.
I don't know. We'll be watching.
For them to win a football game, a lot of
we'll
stuff's got to
change. We'll be watching you.
We will be watching, Joe. We're always watching. How is Greer getting a hall pass? All three need to go, McDaniel, Greer, and Tua from the 305.
Oh, there.
Greer's getting a hall pass, but.
I don't think he gets a hall pass at all.
He built this.
By the way, when he's all said and done, one guy got final say.
Yeah, in fairness to Mike, like he didn't put this group together.
And one final say, and there ain't no we in GM. GM got final say. He was given directly all the power to make decisions within the money that he had. He blew it out 2 years ago. He was limited this year on free agent money. But he's still able to bring in some guys. And, hey, he got final say even on Darren Waller. I don't blame the coach or the coordinator going, that was my guy
don't
5 years
ago. Don't do
the
Darren Waller thing today.
He was – okay. Anyway, go ahead. You got me going.
You got a heart attack. I mean, the Darren Waller thing is, like, so stupid.
He might be ready this week. And if not this week, Thursday he's going to be ready. Yeah. Anyway, what else?
He's Odell too, okay? Just let it go. Brian Flores was right. We got that. Starting O-line after not playing the preseason lasted three plays.
Man, he has so much for the starting five playing together. How many snaps they take? Wasn't very many.
Three. I'm embarrassed to be a Dolphin fan. Fire the coach. Hire Gruden. We need new blood. This team needs to purge. By the way, that's like when I say, you know, start benching guys and start doing, like, I mean, at some point you do have to rip the Band-Aid off, right? I don't know what point people think is like the point of no return, but
you know what the old school guys want? I'll tell you what, I'll speak on a bunch of old school guys, not necessarily John Gruden guys.
I know they're not John Gruden's all pleased with me usually. So what do they like?
So let me just say this. How about somebody that's not getting it done? You just cut them. How about somebody this week, if they don't play well and they don't get the message, or you don't think they're buying into what you're selling, how about make a little move to make a little statement? You can't get rid of the whole team.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, who would you cut and where's the depth to
whoever?
I mean, like,
whoever the ass clown is.
You want to embrace this, you want to go all in on, like, the season's gone, right? If you want to go all in at that point, I don't know, like, how many games you have to lose?
I don't know, not
one. To get to that point.
Not two.
Not three, not four. Like,
I didn't say that.
When do we get to that point?
LeBron on you. Just,
you were going LeBron on me. That's just what I don't get. Like, at what point do you just, like, say,
I don't know, Woody, but it's week two. We haven't played the second game, and you're already trying to come up with when's the time to get rid of Mike. I don't know. If it's bad, it'll happen quickly.
It says backstabber Greer always says he got the players the coach wanted. They do a lot of we. There is a lot of we with those.
There ain't no we in GM, man. There ain't no we in quarterback. There ain't no we in head coach. And there ain't no we in GM on this team. I like that. I wish Chris Greer's the wee king. He's the wee king of the organization. Well, with this we want.
This
no,
guy's
no, no,
blaming,
I,
here you go, Joe. You're number 20. I let the Finns local beat writers persuade me into wasting my money on Sunday Ticket. I'm a damn idiot. I think this year you can cancel Sunday Ticket whenever you want.
Really?
Yeah, I think they have a new policy now that you can cancel whenever you want. The problem is,
like all the games were really good. Most of the games in week one were great. They're all close except ours.
So Red Zone is a great way to watch. I love Red Zone. The problem is, if you're a Dolphin fan, the Dolphins do not appear on Red Zone so often.
Well, you got to have highlights to be.
Yeah, so you're not going to get much of a.
That game wouldn't have had a lot of. Well, it had a lot of.
They showed
Achane's
touchdown on a replay.
All right. I think Red Zone's the greatest thing. I like baseball's got the same thing. They do this wrap-up thing on MLB Network, and you can just watch all the home runs and see what everybody did. They throw up the stats, and it's great.
Tyler Warren could have helped Tua Sunday.
Oh, God, is he going to be? I don't know how all the other rookies played in week one, but he's going to catch. You know that guy's like 6'6", 260 pounds. He runs like it's incredible. Yeah. And his body movement for a guy that size, he's going to catch. Then they line him up at fullback, and he runs on short yardage. You know, we have this talk about who's going to get it done on short yardage. Mm-hmm. We got a 260-pound guy that can play fullback, too.
Okay.
What a player he is.
I chuckled at this one. 772 says fans need to start a GoFundMe so we can buy out Tua.
Let me tell you, get your friends and do that for like 25 years. You couldn't buy that out.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of zeros on that buyout. Jeez. Oh, my God.
We owe him. By the way,
in fairness,
I checked yesterday. All right. I know we owe him 50 something this year.
What was the final number? What are we at?
I think it's 50. I don't know. I get the money on what the cap hit's going to be and what he's going to make, but it's a lot of money this year and next year.
It won't come out of your checks. Don't worry, Joe.
No, my
checks. Someone said 0-4. 0-4 is the number.
0-4 could be.
Okay.
That could be. 0-4. I'll just say this. 0-4, and then you ask me that question. Then I go, all bets are off today. Officially, all bets are off here.
I don't
want
to see you at 0-4. I can't imagine what you'd come in.
Well, think about what that means. That means the Patriots and Jets, and the Jets would be the fourth game. The Jets beat you at home. Oh,
0-1 was so bad you had to have a talking to. The boss had to speak to you.
That's because do a couple S-bombs.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine 0-4.
Why you always got to bring up my business anyway? Like, why do you?
You
do
brought it up. I didn't know you got.
I just made a little comment.
I'm just saying.
I was apologizing, and somebody said, I don't know how he gets away with that. There's always somebody out to get you. It's so funny doing these shows. There's always. So I used to have this attorney. I can't remember his name. That was always. First, he's on Neil Rogers, and then he got on me, and like, you know, he's always trying to get somebody fired. And occasionally, somebody will actually take time to track down my beautiful, talented general manager, Claudia.
Maybe they were offended.
By the S word?
You were very harsh yesterday.
Did I say the F word? F word?
You don't.
S word.
That happens to be one of your favorite words, but you don't use it on the show.
I got all my kids saying S show now. It's a S show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So why do you walk around your house saying that, don't
well,
you?
Well, now they're all going. Now, yeah, it's bad.
Did you tell your wife your thoughts on the Dolphins' start to the season? Does she care?
She watched the game.
No way.
She watched the game, and when I walked through the front door that night, she goes, I know you're pissed. I go, I hope everybody's pissed.
Was she easy on you? She nice to you, at least?
Yeah, she kills me. She kills me with kindness.
Good.
She loves me. She loves me a lot. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody.
Jeez. Company Joe, if no new QB, we continue to lose with Greer's pick. 5-6-1.
No.
Anyone that calls you Company Joe,
Let's get rid of two after two games.
The Gruden text in all caps.
Would you want to take a look before you make a change? Is Gruden the guy?
Oh, I have no idea if Gruden's the guy.
Oh, we got all this Gruden stuff. Then I find out Jamie says they're doing that with the Gator job. Like, get Gruden. Let's grab some Coronas and get Gruden. Remember he did all those Corona ads? He was doing them for a while. Hey, I got to tell you.
Jamie's a lunatic too, by the way. He thinks the Gators are going to go in LSU and win. Which would be fantastic, by the way, because it'll keep that coach around longer.
Can you do me a favor and just stop on the Gator stuff for just one day? I'm telling you, your kids go to school there, you'll change.
They run a good discipline program when they're not spitting in guys' faces.
All right. Well, you just make sure you tell those two boys here you're not allowed to spit, and you can use the Gators as an example.
It's the new thing in sports, though. It's the new punch.
All right. Hey, we got to talk about something a lot more important. Dr. Barrick, man, and his staff, they're unbelievable. Recovery Unplugged. Boy, if you're going through some hard times right now, a lot of us men have gone through it. Loss of job, going through a rough time in a relationship, just all of a sudden you got off the road and you're having trouble getting back on. You know, we're always talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. Great success for you, man. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team. Innovative treatments, including like this ketamine therapy or for depression and anxiety and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, call 954-737-4508. Pick up the phone and call them, 954-737-4508, or just visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. And if you're going through some hard times right now, Recovery Unplugged can really make a difference. Heal out loud.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, this is a lack of preparation, a lack of understanding, a lack of commitment. They're getting outflanked on defense on a consistent basis by basic concepts by Indianapolis. This was a bad tape to watch. I'd also say this. One of the notes watching this game that I kept coming up with was, where is Tyreek? It was wild to see how many plays Tyreek Hill wasn't on the field. I accounted for him on the field, I think, four times on third down. How about this? Today is 1 year. 1 year since Tyreek Hill has had a catch that exceeded 30 yards.
That's crazy.
That's his whole game.
That is one of the great mysteries of a team full of mysteries. That one ranks right up there. Omar can try to sell me the next 25 years of my life. Well, probably ain't gonna make it 25 years. Check that. When he sees me, try to sell me how a guy that's fresh off two 10-100 meters to go as one of the great deep threats we've had in this league over the last 7 or 8 years, that he has one 30-yard catch in a year. And it was last year against Jacksonville in that opener. By the way, what a hell of a day that was for Tyreek Hill. Jeez. There have been things happening around here. You can't make those up. But anyway, yeah, one 30-yard catch. The other part, by the way, going in and out of the game, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill put their hand up. I don't know how many times. I don't know how many of them were third down times, and I didn't watch the tapes after the games. But they both took themselves out a few times and out of the game. But I do, as the Larry Zonka said, man, it was very simple and right to the point. This was from Larry Zonka right after the game. I love Larry Zonka. I love him before this. Unprepared, uninspired, and unacceptable. Coming from what we like to call with the Miami Dolphins, the president of the club. The president of the club. Mr. Zonka, where would you like to sit? Mr. Zonka, is this going to work for you? Royalty. Unprepared, uninspired, and unacceptable. By the way, he's really mellowed out as Larry's gotten older. But for him to send that out, I mean, here's a guy that's seen perfection. When he got there, it was bad. He's seen building something back up the way it needs to be done. And he's spoken. Mad, sad, and hopeful was followed that up, by the way, to be fair. I think after he wrote that, he probably, let me give him a little hope there while everything else is going on. Hey, Woody, we've got the
We're getting more names coming in here, by the way. We got Lewis Riddick for GM.
Of course. Well, here, let me just do this for every guy that's on TV, because of course you're going to want every guy that's on ESPN. Of course.
So here's the thing, Joe. We were talking about during the break.
Like, Rex ain't never coaching down here as a former Jets coach. Not. That ain't going to happen.
No, of course not.
And by the way, if you put Belichick on that list, that ain't happening down here either.
And I have absolutely zero idea if Gruden would be a good idea. I don't know if he would be good. I don't even know if he wants to do it.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's made a great job with Barstool.
He's already told everybody he wants to get back as a head coach. But he's told the world he wants to be a head coach.
I have no idea if Gruden would be the right hire. is what I'm saying.
Well, thank you.
But
you've come around.
But what I think is that, and I think people are right about this, they do need, it can't just be the next hot coordinator or some college coach. Like, it has to be someone who has run an NFL program.
I don't know. I'm not going to put it. Most of the guys end up being former coordinators. So stop with that.
But that's the problem, though, is it's another experiment, right? Like, and it's just, for whatever reason, they just don't seem to work out here.
We got to have, first of all, so Brian Flores was too hard.
Yeah.
Mike's too easy. What the F do we want?
We're like the three little bears. We want the one like just right.
We don't want anybody to hurt anybody's feelings.
We need someone down the middle.
We don't want anybody that says, whatever, bro.
You talk to Stroker?
Oh, man. Put a damn vote in there for Don Strock. I like that.
Well, I know. They just want to know what he thought of the game, not the coach.
You want to have Don Strock? I'll put Don Strock on this week. You want him on? It won't be pretty.
I'd love to hear what he has to say. Sure. By the way, why don't you ask him about the quarterback play, what he saw from that guy?
I will.
That's who I'd like
to hear. You know what? From. I will call Don Strock tonight.
He must be pissed.
Yes. Well, he'll be by the way, he'll be brutally honest.
Yeah, good.
Hey,
that's what we need. We need Stroke a little honesty around
Stroke
here.
Stroke goes, hey, man, I'll tell you what I see. You don't have to worry about that. You want Mike Westhoff on? He'll give you. He's not afraid to say.
You know what? It sucks, though. Usually this is like later in the season we have to do this.
I know.
Hey, make it through week one.
Let's go to break.
Texters want like an all ESPN crew here.
Yeah.
To run the Dolphins.
Who else is on? I'm trying to think who else would be on that list. Would this take everybody from that show that's got great ideas everywhere?
Orlovsky's not. I mean, he's smart.
What's he gonna do?
You bring in Orlovsky as your OC.
Okay.
You could bring in, Teddy Bruschi. What is he working for? Who's he working for?
Herm Edwards is working part time. Herb's my guy from Cal.
Hey, man, Kirk Herbstreit's watched a lot of football.
Herbie.
Why don't you have him come in?
Herbie, probably come in here. All right. Hey, listen, right now we got to talk about Mike. Okay, I'm done with make-believe world. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That's the real thing. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Michael Kotze, he's too busy, man. If this guy wasn't working, getting you a mortgage and with the best rates and getting them quickly for you, that's what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does, man. The man has no life. He's always working, which that's what happens when you're a coach, too. The man does work 7 days a week. Matter of fact, a lot of you are looking for real estate or looking to close on a weekend, and Michael Kotze's already started the process, getting all the paperwork done and making sure you're ready to go. First-time home buyers, are you a little frustrated out there right now? Because every time you're in the running, but there's others there, you lose out. Let's get you pre-qualified, so get all that work done, so when you go in, you know you've been approved for a certain amount of money, so you can go in there and get that home you really want. Fixed rates in the fives, self-employed, been declined by the banks, got a program for you that Michael Kotze's put together that's really good. I always tell everybody this. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's got something for everybody, including the seniors, a program for the seniors to convert your home equity into money. You're 62 or older, you and your spouse, and got all this equity in your home. You have had it paid off. You've been living there 30 years. Michael Kotze can help you get that money quickly and get rolling. That money you could really use as you get closer to retirement. Hey, man, this guy's working, man. He can get it done 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. More than 30 years of experience, MLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.